It is nice and cool outside this morning. Great morning to get out on the water. But of course, before you head out on the water, find out where the fish actually are hanging out. And well, that's why Ed Hawes is here. Ed Hawes Outdoors, brought to you by Stubbs Home Center, your do-it-best home center on Heber Springs Road, right near the airport in Southside. Good morning, Ed.
Well, good morning. It took a while.
You've had me on a wild fish chase this morning.
Wild goose chase, really.
So the fly fishing
camps. There's two of them, and one starts tomorrow. It's at the Norfolk Fish Hatchery, just below Norfolk Dam. It starts tomorrow, June 17th. Now, I suspect it's full because I couldn't find it this morning, but there's another one that starts June 24th at Kennedy Park in Heber Springs. When I looked this morning, there were still four slots available. So if you have someone interested in fly fishing, it's June 24, 25, and 26 at Kennedy Park in Heber Springs.
All right.
They're going to teach you all about fly fishing.
So since you and I could not find those on the website, how do they get in touch with somebody and register?
They might have to just call Game and Fish.
Okay.
And get on the, you know, go to the website and get the phone number, or I can give them the phone number and we can just call them and go, we'd like to go fly fishing.
You got any out there?
Yeah. So we can do that. You know, we can give them the phone number here in a little bit.
It's 833-345-0325.
You got it.
Is the Game and Fish Commission headquarters. Primary phone number again, 833-345-0325.
Good.
So all right.
They can go fly fishing if they want to.
That's as hard as I've ever worked on a trivia question this morning.
I didn't realize it was going to be that hard. Want to remind everyone about the 27th annual Buffalo River Elk Festival. I haven't forgot about elk yet. That's coming up June 26th and 27th. And if you know, they haven't announced who got the 15 permits. You know, there's 15 permits that were supposed to be drawn. Now, I'm sure the people that have been drawn have been notified, maybe. You know, but there's three available by going to the Buffalo River Elk Festival, June 26th, 27th,
sure,
in Jasper. So, but you have to be present to win, so you got to get up there, right? And so, but that's a big thing. That all gets underway October 5, elk hunting. So if you want a permit and haven't been notified by Game and Fish, you might want to head to Jasper, Arkansas.
So you have a 3-in-how-many chance? Because that's a well-attended festival.
Yeah.
Those are coveted permits.
I know that about 6,000 people generally apply for the 15. You know, so, I mean, it's tough.
And if you're the winner of one of those, go buy a lotto ticket. Your luck is good.
Okay. Well, how about, I'll tell you something that's easier to do.
All right.
Go alligator hunting. That's
I don't know that qualifies as easier.
Well, the alligator season will be September 18th through the 21 and September 26th through the 29. And Game and Fish Commission has put out a note. If you want to hunt in the public lands section, they've got about 50 permits available for, you know, they have alligator zones now. You know, like we have deer zones and bear zones. We have alligator zones. And throughout the alligator zones, there's three of them all in South Arkansas, zone 1, 2, and 3. They're going to give out 50 permits to hunt alligators on public land. Now, that process begins July 1, so you get a little bit of time. And then you can still apply up through July 31 for an alligator permit in the state of Arkansas. And between private land and public land, probably somewhere around 150 alligators will be hunted in the state of Arkansas. Now, only Arkansas residents with a resident sportsman hunting license or a lifetime license may apply. Okay. A $5 non-refundable application fee is required to apply. Applicants must be 16 or older to apply for a hunt and hunt alligators. Okay. So you need to be 16 or older to go hunt alligators.
You keep looking at me as if I'm going to actually apply.
I'm not going to apply. That's for sure. Now,
for the folks,
but I know people that do, and they love it. They love it.
For the folks that might not know, you do have to hunt at night.
That's correct.
As Jerry Clower would say, we got to give them a sporting chance. Yeah. So you hunt at night.
Well, that's when they're out, really. That's why they hunt them.
Just seems like we're giving the alligator every opportunity.
And then you remember you can only take an alligator that's 4 feet or longer. Okay. And then first of all, you snare the alligator, then you dispatch right. the alligator. So, and generally when you do this, there's like, it's not like going elk hunting. You have to have more than you there. It takes two or three or four people with you.
You know, it's an adventurous thing hauling one of those in. So you haul one in and then you realize you're about 3-4 inches shy of 4 feet. And then, you know, Carl got to throw that one back. He's too small. Yeah. So.
Well, remember, the largest alligator that's been taken is somewhere around 14, 15 feet yeah, long.
They grow big.
250, 300 pounds of alligator. You know, that takes a lot to dispatch.
That's a lot of purses.
Yeah, a lot of purses. Yeah. I don't know what you, I guess you eat alligator. I don't know.
I think you can.
Yeah.
And then I know the ladies there, they're all into that stuff. The purses and the shoes and whatever else.
Maybe we need to send them out alligator hunting. Also that, you know, I'm not going.
There should be a ladies weekend for alligator hunting in Arkansas.
Well, anyway, you can apply for a permit July 1, so get that on your schedule. Now, bass fishermen, let's talk about fishing for just a minute. Now, the Game and Fish Commission biologist in North Central Arkansas sampled the black bass population on North Fork Lake and found encouraging numbers across the board. And just, this is unbelievable, in just 6 hours of electrofishing, 6 hours of doing this, the crew collected and measured 1,274 largemouth bass, 249 spotted bass, and 49 smallmouth bass on North Fork Lake.
That's pretty good.
It may be a new way to fish.
I don't think the public's allowed to do that, are they?
No, they're not.
Okay.
You know, but... just think about it. In 6 hours, they collected over 1,000 fish in 6 hours of electrofishing.
Does that kill the fish or does it just
I don't think it does.
Them?
No, it stuns okay. them. And then, yes. Now, largemouth bass averaged. Now, this is probably on the downside of the issue. Largemouth bass averaged 11 inches and ranged from 5 to 20 inches, with the largest tipping the scales at 5.5 pounds, okay? So they weren't really big bass, I mean, but there's plenty of them on North Fork Lake. This year's sampling took place earlier than usual. They actually did this sampling sometime around the end of March. And of course, to do the sampling, the water has to be at least 62 degrees or warmer. And they found that we had an early spring. And so they were able to get on the lake and do the electric fishing. While catch rates on North Fork Lake can fluctuate with weather, lake levels, temperature, and timing, this year's sampling confirms that plenty of bass occupy the lake. On the right day, anglers should expect solid action, is what
Good.
They say. So it looks like there's a lot of electric fishing going on North Fork Lake. And there's a lot of bass there. That's a good
thing.
There's
a lot of bass. Good fishing up on there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our wildlife management deer permits. You know, we're still working on those. We got till July 1 to do those. And you can get a permit on many of the wildlife management areas to do modern gun hunting, alternative firearms. That's muzzleloading.
Muzzleloaders to me, yeah.
Muzzleloading's for you. Archery and youth hunt. So you can get on the Game and Fish Commission's webpage at www.hefc.com and apply. And you have till July 1 to apply for many of the hunts that they're going to have on the wildlife management areas. Let's do Stubbs Home Center's best fishing times for Tuesday, June 16th. Sunrise, 5:50. Sunsets, 8:24. Best times to fish today will be 6:55 a.m. to 8:55 a.m. And then again from 11:39 a.m. to 1:39 p.m. And probably the weather will be about right for that, too.
You got just enough time to grab some breakfast and get down on the water.
Or some great coffee.
Yeah, be good, too. Yeah. See you back here, I guess, on Thursday.
I'll be back on Thursday.
Ed Hawes Outdoors, brought to you by Stubbs Home Center. They are your do-it-best home center. And you'll find them on Heber Springs Road, right near the airport in Southside. A check of the forecast coming up.